PFR and trials turned to gold. This is Gospel for Grampian. Now you're tuned in to Gospel for Grampian, and this program is called The Power Hour, which is about applying God's word in prayer. And I think there are people out there who are probably thinking, how can you apply God's word in prayer? Does it really mean anything? Yes, it does. Why does it mean something? Well, right at the start of all creation, when God was creating, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God spoke it. And actually, some might say, proclaimed it. It didn't say that God proclaimed it. God said, "Let there be light." But our theme is proclaim, and it's to announce officially or publicly. For example, the government's chief scientific advisor announced that the epidemic was under control. To declare officially or publicly be. He proclaimed King James as King of England. Synonyms are to declare, announce, pronounce, state, make known, give out, establish, publish, broadcast, promulgate, trumpet, blazon, blaze. Or to say something emphatically, declare, indicate clearly, to demonstrate, indicate, show, signify, reveal, manifest, or even betray. These are all synonyms, and they refer back to the word proclaim. And what we're doing is actually proclaiming. We're told to go out into all the world and make the gospel known. So we are going to be proclaiming. Proclaiming what? We're going to be proclaiming the wonderful news of the gospel. Just like God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So we're going to be proclaiming. Now there are several instances of the word proclaim, and if you look at the modern English version, there are 81 references to the word proclaim, 63 in the Old Testament and 18 in the New Testament. In Esther chapter 6, verse 9, it says, "Let the apparel and horse for this man be handled by one of the king's noble officials in order to dress the man whom the king delights to honour, as well as to lead him on horseback through the city. Finally, let him proclaim before him, 'Like this it shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honour.'" In this case, it was Haman who was thinking that perhaps it might be him on that horse being led through the city and being proclaimed as one whom the king wanted to honour. But in actual fact, he was the one leading Mordecai through the city and proclaiming what Mordecai had done and honouring Mordecai in just the way he had thought would be for himself. Psalm 40 verse 9, "I have proclaimed righteousness in the great congregation. I have not held back my lips. O Lord, you know." Psalm 68 verse 1, "The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of the woman who proclaimed it." So let's get some understanding into the word proclaim, what it means, and indeed how we can use it today to actually make a difference in our time. Well, we're about proclaiming the good news of the gospel. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you today and ask you, Lord, to take over this program. Take over my lips. And Lord, make it be a proclamation such as is not from human, but from you. A proclamation, indeed, that will ring forth from this place, from this studio, to throughout the world, so that all may hear, all may receive the wonderful news of the gospel. And Lord God, let it be such that this proclamation will break into every circumstance, every life here on earth, and have a great and a positive impact. Let it be that people would realize your strength to this generation and your power to everyone who is to come. Let it be, as in Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. And Isaiah 61, verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Lord God, there are so many people out there, and particularly, Lord God, with regard to those who we have just seen on the television recently, those in Libya who are in these detention camps, who have been driven from their countries by war and other situations. Lord God, there are those who are now suffering as a result of all the hurricanes and cyclones. There are those also suffering in this country and in countries throughout the world, either as a result from having fallen through the safety net of state help, or have been mistreated by others. Lord, I'm praying that your kingdom and your righteousness would break into every person's lives, convicting and indeed helping to release those who need to be released, hope to those who need hope. Peace to those who need peace. Healing to those who need healing. Surely, Lord God, there are people out there who need healing in their hearts, minds, but also physically. Also healing, Lord God, of relationships. Healing in families. Lord God, let there be a healing to all families throughout the world. Lord God, you know that this station is about engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. That is what we're working to. Lord God, let this broadcast indeed have the effect of engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full. And as we've prayed about healing, as we've prayed about conviction, and the other issues So let the strongholds that are stopping people from being free be broken. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for answering these prayers. And thank you, Lord, for answering all the prayers that we're going to be making in this program. Amen. Now, this has been a public prayer, almost like a proclamation. A very public prayer that tells what God has put onto my heart, because God wants to see justice. He wants to see righteousness. He wants to see those who are orphans and widows and those who are oppressed getting the justice that they need, getting the help that they need. Lord, there are too many situations that I've come across recently. People in different countries, in Uganda, in Kenya as well, particularly in Kenya, where now, Lord God, they're looking to appoint a new president, a new government. And Lord, we're asking that you will bring about not only peace in Kenya in the run-up to the election, but righteousness throughout that country and from this day forth. Lord God, we pray also for an end to corruption. And Lord God, we're praying for those, particularly, Lord God, those in the slums, but for every man, woman, boy and girl in that country to be able to live life to the full, to receive the gospel, to be able to love and help others. Praying throughout all the prisons that there would be an end of corruption and that people who are wanting to visit the prisons would be enabled to do so without cost. Thank you, Lord, that you will do this. Lord God, with regard to Brexit, Lord, we ask that you would guide the politicians. Give wisdom to both those in the UK and in Europe. Lord God, let it be that the UK would not shirk its responsibilities, but talk sensibly and with concern for those still left in Europe. Let it not be an exercise for anyone to be see what we can get out of this, but rather let it be an amicable deal that is struck. A responsible deal that is struck, which is good for all of Europe. And Lord, I prayed before, Lord, that you would take and bless the UK so that the UK can be a blessing to others. Lord, let that be so, that the UK would indeed be blessed so it can be a blessing to others. Lord God, let all the proclamations made by any politician, by any leader, by myself, by any radio station or media person, let those be good and pleasing to you. Not only that, but have the needs of the people in mind. We pray, Lord God, also for respect to the people, to the leaders, so that when announcements and proclamations are made, that the people would respect the leaders. Thank you, Lord, that you will do these things. Lord, you inhabit the praises of your people. Amen. Now, we have now done quite a lengthy prayer, but these are things that a believer on God's heart, as well as that, he's put them on my heart. I prayed them out. And I hope that maybe you've even thought that you could join in with these prayers. Pray along with us. If you agree, do pray with us. The next thing we're going to pray about is to declare God's righteousness. Declare to proclaim God's righteousness upon this country, upon this world. And goodness only knows we need it. To do that, we're going to use God's word itself. That's what this program is about, is applying God's word in prayer. And today is about proclaiming God's word, reminding God of his word, and allowing him to deal with that. Thanking God for everything that he has done. Psalm 145 to 150 speaks about praising God, for the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. We would ask that we be blessed as we praise God. In 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14, God's word says that your people which are called by your name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Thank you, Lord, that you will do this. And God has a lot to say about, God's word has a lot to say about the sins of this world. And in Colossians 3, verses 8 to 9, it's a prayer that all the nations of the world will put aside all anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive speech from their mouths. They do not lie to one another, since they have laid aside their old self with their evil practices. First Thessalonians 3 verses 12 to 13, that you'll cause all nations to increase and abound in love for one another and for all men, just as they do for you, so that you may establish the hearts of all nations unblameable in holiness before you. When we remind God of his word, and we speak it out aloud, We are making that public proclamation. And as we do so, believing it. For God's word says, if you believe, you will receive everything you ask for in prayer. So in faith, we speak believing that those things that we say will in fact be done. Proverbs 4 verse 24 speaks about the leaders of the nation and the world putting away from themselves a deceitful mouth and devious lips far from us. Second Corinthians 13 verse 7-8 speaks about our Prime Minister, the government and all world leaders doing no wrong, but Lord, that they may do what is right, even though they should appear unapproved, for they can do nothing against the truth, only for the truth. Let's go back into prayer once again. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you've heard these scriptures. You know my heart, and indeed you know the hearts of your people who do ask you that your righteousness, your kingdom and your righteousness be seen throughout. Lord, you laid on my heart to speak about proclamation and to pray about it today, to make this program about proclamation. And as we pray, we are proclaiming your kingdom. Also to proclaim your wonderful gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Now, I know that we've heard it so many, many times before. Lord God, I'm pretty sure that most people in their heart of hearts know that scripture, and they could even quote it. But Lord, unless they believe, how can they gain any benefit from it? So I pray now that your people will carry that gospel within their lives, the way that each person who knows you as Lord and Saviour lives our lives, that we would carry that gospel and demonstrate it. And more particularly, Lord God, demonstrating it through unity. Unity in spirit, unity in truth. And Lord, particularly, Lord, what you put onto my heart, unity of response. All God's people coming together from all denominations, for any given community or set of communities, living, loving, serving together without reserve, to ensure that communities are able not only to hear the gospel as we proclaim it, but experience the gospel. And then hope, as they hear and experience, perhaps even to receive the gospel. Lord God, let our lives, the lives of your people, become a proclamation in itself, and that when backed up with speech become a very powerful proclamation. Lord God, that men would not be afraid of what will happen, but rather trust in you. Your word says in Acts 5 verse 29 that your church will obey God rather than men. We pray this in your name, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. So in spite of differences of others, Lord God, let our very lives, the lives of your people, through what we say, what we do, because others are watching us, become a living and powerful testimony. A living and powerful proclamation. Remember all those meanings and synonyms of the word proclamation. And as we have gone on already through this program, we've come to realize that proclamation itself can take on many different forms. And as a Christian, I've come to realize that it's not just what I say, but what I do that makes a difference too. No, I'm not perfect. No one is. The Bible tells us Christians are really sinners saved by grace. We're saved so that even when we do make a mistake, when we do something wrong, we can, if we repent, get up and turn back the other way and make a difference. Say, Lord, please forgive me. And God will. Not to give us a license, though, to do wrong. Lord God, let your gospel be seen in its true context, because there is so much uncertainty, so much pride, so much confusion in people's minds, just simply by the way it's been presented by others. But let your gospel, your word, now shine out. Shine out of this broadcast. Shine out of people's lives, your people's lives, so that everyone's lives of those who love you, and Lord and Saviour, would clearly demonstrate what the gospel is all about. And that gospel, once again, and in fact from the King James Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is what we're called to proclaim. And indeed, to proclaim in our lives of how God has changed us. For me, it's been a long process and God is still working. Remember I said just now that we are sinners saved by grace. God is still working. And it's an ongoing relationship. And when we have accepted Christ as Lord and Saviour, we have many choices a day to accept or deny Christ in our actions, in our thoughts, in our words. Every day is a walk with Christ. Every day as an opportunity to invite Christ into our lives. And when we realize that we can do this, living can become easier. God wants to be in every part of our lives. He wants us to know that He is fully capable. After all, God created the universe. God sent His Son, Jesus Christ. As a baby, Jesus came, lived on earth, gathered His disciples, demonstrated a way of life, and then died on the cross and rose again from the dead, that each of us might have life and a rich relationship with God. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." In John 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that they may have life and have it to the full." Lord God, we've spoken that gospel out, your gospel out a lot. And Lord God, let it be that at least one person would accept the gospel, accept salvation, and realize that the answer lies in you. I'm going to give an opportunity for people to do this just now. And you will have further opportunities also by way of the podcast at g4g.podbean.com, and you'll be able to listen to this podcast once again. You also get to hear it after 9 p.m. tomorrow evening. If you've been listening to this and you've been thinking something has just struck me, something has started making sense that I didn't really understand, feel free to pray along with us. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I now present to you the people, whether listening live or as a podcast, before you. You know each and every heart. I'm asking, Lord God, that you would make your salvation in their life so real to them. Your peace in their lives so real. Your love so real. Lord, that they might have peace in their lives, Lord God, for the very first time. That they might realize their need for you. As you can hear, this is a live program, and I've just ended up dropping the mouse on the floor. But right, to continue with our program, and indeed our prayer. If you're ready to pray right now, Lord Jesus Christ, I've heard in this program, and even before, about what you have done on the cross. And it's only now that I'm coming to realize in my life my need for you, my need for salvation. I know that you came and died on the cross for everything I've done, thought, or said wrong. I realize, Lord God, that only you can do this for me. And I pray, please forgive me for everything that I have done wrong in my life. Please now be my Lord and Saviour. Come into my life by your Spirit to guide me throughout the rest of my life. Help me to come to know you on a daily basis and to discover a life with you. Amen. Now, if you've prayed that prayer, all I can say is welcome. A very great welcome. And I would celebrate with you. And I thank God that you have made that decision. The next prayer I'm going to pray for you is this. It's important to get plugged in to a church where there are people who are able to enhance and guide and help and enable you to experience something not only of church, but be able to serve in a way that helps others and helps others to discover the gospel. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and proclaim great blessings upon the people who have given their lives to you, and may they experience truly the love, the fellowship, the peace, the wisdom, the help, the healing that you would desire to give. I don't know their personal circumstances, Lord, but I pray for everyone who has accepted you as Lord and Saviour, that you would guide them to a church where they can come to experience your love, your salvation, a church that is holy and totally godly, a church that is prayerful, a church that has a real heart for the community, to reach out into the community, a church that has a real heart to ensure that those who are poor, needy, widows, in whatever circumstance, are given an opportunity to experience life to the full. I pray for these people who have accepted you as Lord and Saviour. They might realise, Lord God, that they are on a journey with you, with you at their side. Lord, that you would make them bold in every area of their lives. Lord God, you came upon Gideon and you called him a man of valour. And you took him and used him, even for the most timid of people, Lord God. Give them a boldness. There are a number of things, listeners, that Christians ought to start exhibiting in their lives. So I will be praying also for these things, and also for more, because these other things are exhibited and mentioned in the Bible. And as we pray this, that others might want those things as well. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know how every day you've given me a desire to pray for the following: your kingdom and your righteousness within communities around the world, notwithstanding any politics or religions of any country, but your kingdom and your righteousness. But also that each person who knows and loves your name should have love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, goodness, faithfulness. But in addition to that, Lord, the Bible also speaks about humility. It speaks about compassion. It speaks about service. It speaks about boldness. And I pray for these as humility, compassion, service, and audaciousness, as well as being in unity with one another. Unity in spirit, unity in truth, unity of response, unity of purpose. Lord God, may those who have given their lives to you today be fully in heart and mind, that to be in unity and to respond to the needs in communities is a good thing, and promote that to others. And indeed, may others throughout your church be encouraged and convicted that they would also uphold unity of response. So today, listeners, I will also say amen to that. Today, listeners, you have heard us praying and proclaiming not only the gospel and much hope, not any salvation, but also unity of response, which are three words that God gave me back in 2010. And I have a public duty to go and proclaim these freely, to mention them a lot, to pray about them lots. And why? Because until people on earth see the unity of believers in love and in unity with one another, and their service working with each other to provide joined up solutions so that they can meet the needs of those in communities, so that there will be no lack, so that not only can all needs be met, but those who need the help the most can have their needs met too. And I pray these things in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, and I declare these now and always. Amen. Listeners, I want to thank you very much for tuning in today to this program called The Power Hour. And our theme today has been about proclaiming. We have proclaimed, we have prayed, we have applied God's word in prayer. And the rest of it is about faith and trust and allowing God to do the work. We'll be back again next week with another Power Hour. And we'd love it if you get in touch with us. If you have given your lives to Christ and said, I want Christ as Lord and Saviour in my life, please get in contact with us and let us know that you've done that. This is so that we can be encouraged as well. We'd love to hear from you anyway. We'd also love to hear from you if you've been challenged or convicted by anything that we have spoken about in this program. Or indeed, if you have particular prayers that you would like to have prayed. And don't mind them being directly on air. Then if it's get in contact with us. And our email address is info@g4g.org.uk. And you can also send us an extra email into gospelforgrampian@gmail.com. Well, it's gospel4grampian@gmail.com. And if it's appropriate, then we will certainly be praying it out on air. We'll be back again next week, same time, 7 p.m. on a Friday evening. And you can hear this again, Saturdays, 9 p.m. onwards after Gospel Cafe. And you can also hear this as a podcast. Gospel for Grampian. Engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life.